The AI investment landscape in 2026 has developed a peculiar quality. The numbers are genuinely enormous, the commitments are real, and yet some of the sharpest financial minds in the country are looking at the same data and saying they don't see how this ends profitably. Oswath Damodaran at NYU, the professor whose valuation frameworks are used in business schools on every continent, published an analysis this week warning that Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet combined could spend $745 billion on AI this year without a defined path to returns. That's not a marginal concern from a skeptic. Damodaran has spent decades valuing companies, and when he says he can't find the business model, that carries weight.
What makes this complicated is that Bank of America is simultaneously warning that AI valuations are approaching dot-com era extremes. Their specific data point is striking. All six Magnificent Seven stocks that reported earnings last week saw price swings exceeding what options markets had priced in. That's happened before in individual earnings seasons, but apparently it's the first time it's occurred across all six in the same week during the ChatGPT era. The options market is supposed to be the smart money on volatility expectations. When reality consistently exceeds those expectations, either the market is structurally mispriced or something about AI earnings is fundamentally harder to model than we thought.
And yet, Nvidia committed up to $3 billion to Lancium and joined a $2 billion raise for Firmus this week, deepening its stake in physical AI infrastructure. Nvidia is not making these investments out of charity. They're building a vertically integrated position where they sell the chips, help build the facilities that house the chips, and have equity exposure to the companies that own those facilities. Whether or not the AI software business models pencil out, the infrastructure build-out is real spending that flows through Nvidia's order books regardless.
This is where the 54-word summary from Perplexity is. Only 20% of planned U.S. AI data centers are actually under construction becomes really important context. There's a massive gap between announced projects and shovels in the ground. Some of that gap is permitting and grid connection queues. Those are genuine bottlenecks, not vaporware. But some of it is also that the financing for these projects depends on revenue projections that haven't materialized yet. Amazon building a $2 billion data center in Gilroy, California, without residents knowing. The story is about the secrecy. But the underlying fact is that the build-out continues at a pace that outstrips public awareness.
The rippling story fits right in here. The HR and finance software company apparently burned through millions in unchecked token costs before launching what they're now calling an AI spend console. Essentially a dashboard that lets enterprises track and control their AI spending. The fact that a sophisticated tech company with experienced engineers and finance systems burned through millions they didn't intend to spend on AI tokens is a micro example of what Damodaran is describing at the macro level. Nobody has fully figured out how to price AI consumption, and the companies that are now selling cost management tools for AI spending are themselves a new industry created by the inefficiency of the AI industry. That's a feedback loop worth watching.
There's also the AI safety story. Irregular, the AI security company, is declining to say whether more of its AI clients had sandbox breaches beyond the one that's been publicly reported. Sandbox breaches mean AI systems accessing resources or taking actions outside the controlled environment they were supposed to operate in. Refusing to disclose how widespread this is doesn't make the problem smaller. It just means customers can't assess their own risk exposure. In financial services, that kind of non-disclosure about a known vulnerability would raise immediate regulatory questions.